Welcome back to Growth Strategies for Jewelers. I'm Tim Holland, and the big question we're always trying to answer here is this: how do jewelers grow their revenue, maintain their margins, create an unforgettable brand, and keep their VIP customers coming back for the rest of their lives? That's what this show is all about. Let's get into it. Today, I want to talk about something that trips up a lot of jewelers when it comes to marketing, email marketing. More specifically, why consistency beats volume every time in your email campaigns. Here's the thing. The biggest mistake jewelers make with email marketing isn't about how the email looks. It's not your subject line. It's not even the offer you're sending out. No, the real problem is treating your email like a faucet. What do I mean by that? You blast a bunch of emails 1 week, then go silent for a month. Then you blast again when you realize you haven't talked to your list in a while. Rinse and repeat. Sounds familiar? That pattern is killing your email program. And not just because your customers forget about you between sends, which they absolutely will. The real damage? It's happening behind the scenes, in a place most jewelers never think to look. Your sender reputation. Let me be direct. Gmail, Yahoo, Outlook, Apple Mail. All the big players are watching you. They're actively monitoring your sending behavior. They track how often you send, how consistently you send, and most importantly, how your recipients respond to what you send. Think of it like a credit score for your email address. Every time you send a campaign that gets opened, clicked, and replied to, your score goes up. Every time you send a blast that gets ignored, deleted without opening, or marked as spam, your score goes down. Now here's where inconsistency becomes lethal. When you go dark for weeks or months and then suddenly fire off a big campaign, the email providers see that as suspicious behavior. It looks like spam, like someone who bought a list or is trying to game the system. The result, your emails start landing in the promotions tab instead of the primary inbox. Or worse, they go straight to spam. Your customers never see them. Your open rates crater. Your revenue from email dries up. Game over. So rule number one for your email marketing, send consistently every single week. That is non-negotiable. That's the foundation of every email program we build for our jewelry store clients. Even during quiet stretches when there's no big sale or event, send something. Why? Because consistency is what keeps you in the inbox. When Gmail sees that you send regularly and that your subscribers consistently open and engage with your emails, it learns that your messages are wanted. You build trust with the algorithm. Your emails get delivered to the primary inbox where people actually see them. But the moment you break that pattern, skip a week, skip 2 weeks, go silent for a month, you start losing that trust. And once you lose it, digging yourself out of the spam folder is miserable. It can take weeks or even months of perfect sending behavior to rebuild your reputation. Way easier to just never end up there in the first place. Now, what does that weekly cadence actually look like? On a normal week, we send one email. That's it. One well-crafted, valuable email that gives your subscribers a reason to open it. This could be a new arrival spotlight with beautiful photography, an educational piece about gemstones, metals, or jewelry care, a behind-the-scenes look at your workshop or custom design process, a customer story or testimonial, a seasonal style or gift guide, or even a reminder about your repair services or trade-in program. The key is that every email provides value. It's not just 20% off everything every single week, because here's the bottom line. That trains your customers to only buy on discount, and that's the last thing a premium jewelry store wants. During busy stretches, the lead up to Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, Christmas, or when you're launching a new collection or hosting an in-store event, we ramp up. We might send 3 or 4 emails that week. But here's the critical difference from what most jewelers do. Not everybody on the list gets all of them. This is where segmentation comes in, and it's where most jewelers' email programs fall apart. They have one list, they send one email, everybody gets the same thing. That's not email marketing, that's email blasting. And there's a massive difference. Smart email marketing is about putting the right message in front of the right person at the right time. And you do that through segmentation. Let me give you a real example of how we handle a busy week for one of our clients. Tuesday, we send the main campaign to the full list. Let's say it's a Mother's Day gift guide. Wednesday, we look at the data. Who opened Tuesday's email? Who didn't? Who clicked but didn't take action? Thursday, the people who didn't open Tuesday's email get a resend with a completely different subject line. Maybe Tuesday's subject was the perfect gift for mom. Thursday's might be, don't wait, Mother's Day is 10 days away. Same core content, different hook. This alone can boost your effective open rate by 20 to 30%. Friday, the people who clicked Tuesday's email but didn't come in or make a purchase get a targeted nudge, something like, still thinking about it? Here's why our customers love shopping for mom here, maybe with a specific product recommendation based on what they clicked. See the difference? Instead of blasting four identical emails to everyone, which annoys your best customers and gets you flagged by Gmail, you're sending relevant follow-ups based on actual behavior. The person who already opened and engaged doesn't get bombarded. The person who missed it gets another chance with fresh messaging. It's not about sending more. It's about sending smarter. Now, here's the beautiful thing about this approach. It creates a virtuous cycle. Consistent sends that get opened. Gmail trusts you. More emails land in the inbox. More people see your emails. More opens and clicks. Gmail trusts you even more. We call this the sender reputation flywheel. Once it's spinning, your email channel becomes one of the most reliable and profitable marketing tools in your entire business. Conversely, here's the death spiral most jewelers are stuck in. Sporadic sends that get ignored, Gmail demotes you, emails land in promotions or spam, fewer people see them, even lower engagement, Gmail demotes you further. Once you're in that spiral, every email you send makes it worse. You're literally training Gmail to hide your messages. Now let's talk list size. Another mistake I see all the time, jewelers obsess over the size of their email list but ignore the health of it. A list of 2,000 engaged subscribers who regularly open your emails is infinitely more valuable than a list of 15,000 people who haven't opened an email from you in 2 years. In fact, that dead weight on your list is actively hurting you. Every email you send to someone who never opens it signals to Gmail that your content isn't wanted. That's why we regularly clean our clients' lists. If someone hasn't opened an email in 90 days, they go into a re-engagement sequence. If they still don't engage after that, they come off the active list. I get it. It feels counterintuitive. Why would I remove people from my list, you might ask? But the math is clear. A smaller, healthier list delivers better results every single time. And let me close with this. The revenue impact is real. When we implement this system for our jewelry store clients, the results speak for themselves. Email consistently becomes one of the top three revenue drivers alongside Google Ads and SEO. We're not talking about marginal improvements. We're talking about stores that were getting almost nothing from email because their messages were landing in spam, suddenly generating 5 and 6 figures in attributable email revenue. So if you want to grow your revenue, maintain your margins, create an unforgettable brand, and keep your VIP customers coming back for the rest of their lives, here's what you do. Send consistently every single week. Send smarter, not more. Segment your list, clean your list, and build that sender reputation flywheel. That's how email marketing moves from a pain point to a profit center. If you want to see what this could look like for your store, head over to deepearthmkt.com. We'll put together a free preview of your custom marketing strategy. No obligation, no strings attached. That's deepearthmkt.com. That's a wrap on today's episode. If you found this valuable, share it with another jeweler who needs to hear it. And if you're ready to stop spinning your wheels and start dominating your local market, head over to deepearthmkt.com. That's deepearthmkt.com. We'd love to be your growth partner. Until next time, keep climbing.